It's all about one game for me. I can't speak for everybody else, but, you know, I worry about this one week because if we don't handle this one week, then, you know, what's the point of looking forward?
Is it a pressure-packed situation when you look at the standings and say, okay, we don't have much margin for error?
Yeah, I mean, I've been dealing with pressure all my life, so, you know, that's part of it. You know, you get comfortable with being in those positions, and you just go out there and play ball.
A few games, you know, 50 snaps, not more than 60. Will more snaps automatically bring more touches? Or
I don't know. You know, I just go out there whenever my number's called and give it all I got and, you know, hope for the best.
Has it been frustrating the past couple of weeks?
Losing's always frustrating. You know, I think, you know, it's always hard to come to work after a loss and, you know, have to go back to work. It's always a lot more fun after a win.
And wanting the ball is not inherently selfish, though, you know, like, especially if you believe
that
you make the team better when you have it in your hands. So how do you go about kind of finding a way to go about it the right way to get more involved when you're dealing with a time like this?
I mean, you kind of just control what you can control, do what you can do. You know, that's part of it. I mean, what kind of competitor doesn't want to be involved? You know what I mean? So I think that speaks for everybody in this room. They want to be a part of it. They want to contribute in whatever way that they can, and I try to do that whether it's with the ball in my hand or run blocking or, you know, whatever is called for me to do in any given moment.
Or picking up a blitz.
Picking up a blitz, pass protecting. You know, that it's all part of the game, and football is the best team sport. You know, all of us, you know, would like to be able to do whatever we can, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's about 11 men being in the right place at the right time, doing what they're supposed to do.
Knowing the frustration of losses, the Browns have to be feeling the pressure to get a win this year. How do you make sure that you guys don't overlook them?
Make sure we have more points on the scoreboard at the end of the game. I mean, that's it. And nothing else matters. You know, we're going to do everything we can offensively, you know, to put us in that best position for that. But at the end of the day, it's all about getting wins.
Yeah, well, I understand that in some ways it doesn't really matter how great Aaron looks in practice because if the scan isn't what the scan needs to be next week. But does he look good in practice, and has it been fun to kind of see him back out there and slinging it around?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's nice to see him back on the field, you know, having his leadership back out there. Definitely helps, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's about his health and him being fit and ready for that moment. And, you know, I think that's on him and our training staff to make the decision. So, you know, I look forward to getting back out there, but I don't want to jeopardize his future either.
Randall, you had a bobblehead. You were UK come out. Kind of cool when things like that happen.
Yeah, it is. I got to see it. I don't think it looks anything like me, but it's, you know, it's pretty cool. I can add that to the collection with my Packers one.
Who does it look like? Anybody?
Nobody that I know.